With Ancestry, all it takes is a couple of details to start exploring your family story.
I typed in Grandma's name and birth year, and there she was, working at the Five and Dime.
Search the 1950 U.S. Census free on Ancestry.com and see where your discoveries can lead you.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Extra Base Hits. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around Major League Baseball. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll preview the 2022 Major League Baseball wildcard and divisional series playoff matchups. Plus, we have a final look at the regular season league leaders and standings. That's coming up on this edition of the program. But I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Aaron Judge. Aaron made history this past week. Not only did he tie the record for the single-season American League home run record, which was set by Roger Maris 61 years ago, but he broke the record, the single-season record for the American League for most home runs. Of course, Roger Maris set the record 61 years ago, and this past week, Aaron Judge from the New York Yankees would break the record, now with him having 62 home runs. What an amazing career that Aaron Judge has had so far since he's been a member, of the New York Yankees. In the short amount of time that he's been in the major leagues, Judge has been a four-time All-Star. He's also been a Rookie of the Year. He's been a two-time American League home run leader. He's also led the major leagues in RBIs this season, and now he holds the American League single-season home run record for home runs in a single season with 62. And also, Aaron is expected to get paid this upcoming offseason. The question is, will he be paid handsomely by the New York Yankees, or will other teams pursue him? I'm pretty sure once the season is over with, a lot of teams are going to go after him. But right now, let's enjoy the moment. Aaron Judge, a once-in-a-lifetime talent, and the best is only going to get better. So again, congratulations to Aaron on becoming the new American League single-season home run record holder with 62, breaking the record which was previously held by Roger Maris 61 years ago. My next storyline is the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. New York, New York, the city so nice, they call it twice. And right now, not just one team, but two teams are going to be in the postseason as representing New York City, the Yankees and the Mets. The Yankees hailing from the Bronx and the Mets hailing from Queens. The Yankees, of course, the winners of the American League East and have first round bye, and they will wait their opponent in the American League Division Series. As for the New York Mets, they had a very comfortable lead in the National League East right at the beginning of September, but all things went haywire towards the end of the month, and then going into October, things did not go well. However, the Mets become the fourth seed, and they'll play in the National League wildcard game. Bottom line is this: when you have one New York team that's winning, it's really good. When you have both New York teams winning, it is even better. And you get to see kind of like the divide between both Yankees and Mets fans. Now, I'm cautiously optimistic about this. I'm hoping that there is a subway series between the Yankees and the Mets, Queens versus the Bronx. I think we're long overdue for a subway series, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll have that this year. I mean, it's wide open. There's a lot of talented teams out there, but the field is wide open and stage for something big this year. And I'm cautiously optimistic that we have a subway series this year. And my last storyline is going to be the 2022 Major League Baseball postseason. So yes, October is here, and it's a great time in sports right now. The NFL season is underway. The NBA regular season is right around the corner. The NHL regular season is right around the corner. And Major League Baseball has the Fall Classic and playoff baseball. There's nothing like October baseball. And we've got the teams that have qualified for this year's postseason. Let's start off in the American League. The number one seed, the Houston Astros, they clinched the American League West. They finished with a record of 106 wins and 56 losses. The number two seed belongs to the New York Yankees. They clinched the American League East. They finished with a record of 99 wins and 63 losses. The third seed belongs to the Cleveland Guardians. They clinched the American League Central with a record of 92 and 70. The fourth seed belongs to the Toronto Blue Jays with a record of 92 and 70. The fifth seed belongs to the Seattle Mariners with a record of 90 and 72. And the sixth seed belongs to the Tampa Bay Rays with a record of 86 and 76. So Houston and the New York Yankees home field advantage, and they get a first round bye. So that means that Houston will play their game in the you'll see them in the American League Division Series. The New York Yankees, they've clinched the first round bye, so you'll see them in their American League Division Series matchup. As for Cleveland, they will play Tampa Bay in the wild card game, in the wild card series, in the American League. And Toronto and Seattle will play each other in the other American League wild card series. We'll get into all the matchups a little bit later. Let's move over to the National League. The number one seed belongs to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Not only have they clinched home field, but they've also clinched the best record in Major League Baseball, and they won the National League West. They finished the regular season with a record of 111 wins and 51 losses. The number two seed belongs to the Atlanta Braves with a record of 101 and 61, clinching the National League East. The third seed belongs to the St. Louis Cardinals. They clinched the National League Central with a record of 93 and 69. The fourth seed belongs to the New York Mets with a record of 101 and 61. The fifth seed belongs to the San Diego Padres with a record of 89 and 73. And the Philadelphia Phillies, 87 and 75. So Los Angeles and Atlanta, they have a first round bye, and they'll play their prospective playoff matchups in the National League Division Series. As for the Cardinals, they'll play the Phillies in the National League Wild Card Series, and the New York Mets will take on San Diego in the other National League Wild Card Series matchup. We'll get into all of those matchups a little bit later, but the bottom line is this: when October rolls around, it's a great time in sports, and it's a fantastic time for baseball, and Major League Baseball is just heating up. And after you play the 162-game regular season, this is when things really get started in baseball. In October, playoff baseball, nothing like it. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the final regular season league leaders and standings of the 2022 Major League Baseball regular season. That's all coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
Industry-leading, difference-making, tomorrow-shaping, world-changing. These are a few of the adjectives people use to describe the technologies and companies Deloitte works with day in and day out. Join us, and soon those very same adjectives could describe your career too. Explore technology careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and make an impact on business, technology, and society while engineering your future. At Deloitte.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, he's so cute. How do you know him?
Oh, I got him. Do it like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left.
Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online,
anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not so friendly people. Think before you post.
Welcome back to the program. Now it's time to take a final look at the 2022 Major League Baseball regular season league leaders. Let's start off in the American League. Congratulations to Luis Arias from the Minnesota Twins. He wins the American League batting title. He led the American League in batting average with a record of 316. Coming in at number two, Aaron Judge from the New York Yankees. He had an average of 311. At number three, Xander Bogaerts from the Boston Red Sox. He had a batting average of 307. At number four, from the Houston Astros, Yordan Alvarez. He had a batting average of 306. At number five, Jose Abreu from the Chicago White Sox. He had a batting average of 304. Let's move along now to the home run category. No surprise at number one, representing the Bronx Bombers, the New York Yankees' Aaron Judge. He had 62 home runs. At number two, Mike Trout from the Los Angeles Angels. He hit 40 home runs. At number three, Yordan Alvarez from the Houston Astros. He hit 37 home runs. At number four, representing the Los Angeles Angels, Shohei Ohtani. He hit 34 home runs. And at number five, from the Baltimore Orioles, Anthony Santander. He hit 33 home runs. Category is runs batted in RBIs. At number one, from the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge. He hit 131 RBIs. At number two, Jose Ramirez from the Cleveland Guardians. He hit 126 RBIs. At number three, Kyle Tucker from the Houston Astros. He hit 107 RBIs. At number four, from the Texas Rangers, Adolis Garcia. He had 101. And at number five is Yordan Alvarez from the Houston Astros. He had 97 RBIs. Next category is runs scored. At number one, representing the Yankees, Aaron Judge. He scored 133 runs. At number two, Jose Altuve from the Houston Astros. He scored 103 runs. At number three, Marcus Semien from the Texas Rangers. He scored 101 runs. At number four, Yordan Alvarez from the Houston Astros. He scored 95 runs. And at number five, also representing the Houston Astros, is Alex Bregman. He scored 93 runs. Next category is stolen bases. At number one, representing the Baltimore Orioles, Jorge Mateo, he stole 35 bases. At number two, Cedric Mullins from the Baltimore Orioles, he stole 34 bases. Number three, Randy Arozarena from the Tampa Bay Rays with 32 stolen bases. At number four, Bobby Witt Jr. from the Kansas City Royals, he stole 30 bases. And at number five, from the Texas Rangers, Adolis Garcia, he stole 25 bases. Next category is hits. At number one, from the Toronto Blue Jays, Bo Bichette, he had 189 hits. At number two, Jose Abreu from the Chicago White Sox with 183. At number three, Ahmed Rosario from the Cleveland Guardians, he had 180 hits. At number four, Nathaniel Lowe from the Texas Rangers with 179. And at number five, from the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge with 177 hits. Next category is on-base plus slugging percentage. At number one, from the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge. At number two, from the Houston Astros, Yordan Alvarez. At number three, his teammate from the Astros, Jose Altuve. At number four, from the Boston Red Sox, Rafael Devers. And at number five, Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels. Let's move over to pitching now. Leading the American League during the regular season in wins, Justin Verlander from the Houston Astros with 18 wins. At number two, Framber Valdez from the Houston Astros with 17 wins. At number three, Alek Manoah from the Toronto Blue Jays with 16. And tied for fourth with 15 wins, Luis Garcia from the Houston Astros and Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels. Next category is saves. At number one, Emmanuel Clase from the Cleveland Guardians with 42. Chicago White Sox Liam Hendricks with 37 saves. At number three, Jordan Romano from the Toronto Blue Jays with 36. At number four, Ryan Pressly from the Houston Astros with 33 saves. And coming in at number five from the Detroit Tigers is Gregory Soto with 30 saves. Next category is ERA, earned run average. Number one, Justin Verlander. He posted an ERA of 1.75. At number two, Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox with an ERA of 2.20. At number three, Alek Manoah from the Toronto Blue Jays. He posted an ERA of 2.24. At number four, Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels with an ERA of 2.33. And at number five is Shane McClanahan from the Tampa Bay Rays. He posted an ERA of 2.54. Next category is strikeouts. At number one from the New York Yankees, Gerrit Cole. He had 257 strikeouts. At number two is Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox with 227 strikeouts. At number three, Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels with 219 strikeouts. At number four, Robbie Ray from the Seattle Mariners. He had 212 strikeouts. At number five is Kevin Gausman from the Toronto Blue Jays with 205 strikeouts. Next category, innings pitched. At number one, Framber Valdez from the Houston Astros. At number two, Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees. At number three, representing the Cleveland Guardians, Shane Bieber. At number four, Alek Manoah from the Toronto Blue Jays. And at number five, from the Texas Rangers, Martin Perez. And the last category is walks plus hits in innings pitched. Number one, from the Houston Astros, Justin Verlander. At number two, from the Tampa Bay Rays, Shane McClanahan. At number three, representing the Cleveland Guardians, Tristan McKenzie. And at number four, Alek Manoah from the Toronto Blue Jays. And at number five, Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels. And that takes care of your league leaders in the American League. Let's move over to the National League now. Congratulations to champion leading the league in batting average, Jeff McNeil from the New York Mets. He finishes the regular season with a batting average of .326. Again, congratulations to Jeff McNeil for winning this year's National League batting title. Coming in at number two, Freddie Freeman from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He finishes with a batting average of .325. At number three is Paul Goldschmidt from the St. Louis Cardinals with a batting average of .317. And then at number four, representing the San Diego Padres, Manny Machado. He finishes with a batting average of .298. And Trey Turner comes in at number five from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has a batting average of .298. We move along now to home runs. Congratulations to the National League home run champion this year, Kyle Schwarber from the Philadelphia Phillies. He finished the regular season hitting 46 home runs. At number two, Pete Alonso from the New York Mets with 40 home runs. At number three is Austin Riley from the Atlanta Braves with 38 home runs. At number four, Christian Walker from the Arizona Diamondbacks with 36 home runs. And at number five is Mookie Betts from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He finished the regular season with 35 home runs. Next category is RBIs, runs batted in. At number one, representing the New York Mets, Pete Alonso, he finished the regular season hitting 131 RBIs. At number two, Paul Goldschmidt from the St. Louis Cardinals, he had 115. At number three, representing the New York Mets, Francisco Lindor, he hit 107. And tied for fourth, Nolan Arenado from the St. Louis Cardinals and Matt Olson from the Atlanta Braves. They both hit 103 RBIs. Next category that we have is runs scored. At number one, representing the Los Angeles, actually we have a tie for first place. At number one, both representing the Los Angeles Dodgers, Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. They both scored 117 runs. At number three, Paul Goldschmidt from the St. Louis Cardinals with 106 runs scored. At number four, Brandon Nimmo from the New York Mets. He scored 102 runs. And at number five from the Los Angeles Dodgers, Trey Turner, he scored 101 runs. Next category is stolen bases. At number one is representing the Miami Marlins, John Birdie, he stole 41 bases. At number two, Tommy Edman from the St. Louis Cardinals, he stole 32 bases. At number three is Ronald Acuna Jr. from the Atlanta Braves, he stole 29 bases. At number four is Trey Turner from the Los Angeles Dodgers, he stole 27 bases. And at number four, Jake McCarthy from the Arizona Diamondbacks, he stole 23 bases. Next category is hit. At number one, representing the Los Angeles Dodgers, is Freddie Freeman. He has 199 hits. At number two, representing the Los Angeles Dodgers, Freeman's teammate Trey Turner with 194 hits. At number three, representing the St. Louis Cardinals, is Paul Goldschmidt with 178 hits. At number four, Dansby Swanson from the Atlanta Braves with 177 hits. And at number five, from the New York Mets, is Jeff McNeil with 174 hits. And the last category is on-base and slugging percentage. At number one, Paul Goldschmidt from the St. Louis Cardinals. At number two, Freddie Freeman from the Los Angeles Dodgers. At number three is Manny Machado from the San Diego Padres. At number four is Nolan Arenado from the St. Louis Cardinals. And at number five is Austin Riley from the Atlanta Braves. We move over now to the pitching side, who leading the National League in wins during the regular season from the Atlanta Braves at number one. Representing the Braves is Kyle Wright with 21 wins. At number two from the Los Angeles Dodgers, Julio Urias with 17 wins. Tied for third in wins, Yu Darvish from the San Diego Padres and Tony Gonsolin from the Los Angeles Dodgers both have 16 wins. And at number five is Tyler Anderson from the Los Angeles Dodgers with 15 wins. We move along now to the saves category. At number one, Kenley Jansen from the Atlanta Braves. He had 41 saves. At number two, Josh Hader from the San Diego Padres with 36 saves. At number three, Daniel Bard from the Colorado Rockies with 34 saves. At number four, Edwin Diaz from the New York Mets. He had 32 saves. And at number five, Taylor Rogers from the Milwaukee Brewers. He had 31 saves. Next category is ERA, earned run average. At number one, representing the Los Angeles Dodgers, is Julio Urias with an ERA of 2.16. At number two, representing the Miami Marlins, is Sandy Alcantara, representing the Miami Marlins with an ERA of 2.28. At number three is Max Fried from the Atlanta Braves. He had an ERA of 2.48. At number four, Zach Gallen from the Arizona Diamondbacks. His ERA is 2.54. And at number five, representing the Los Angeles Dodgers, Tyler Anderson with an ERA of 2.57. Next category is strikeouts. At number one, representing the Milwaukee Brewers, is Corbin Burnes with 243 strikeouts. At number two, Carlos Rodon from the San Francisco Giants. He has 237 strikeouts. At number three, Aaron Nola from the Philadelphia Phillies. He had 235 strikeouts. At number four, representing the Miami Marlins, Sandy Alcantara with 207 strikeouts. And at number five, Charlie Morton from the Atlanta Braves with 205 strikeouts. Next category is innings pitched. At number one, representing the Miami Marlins, is Sandy Alcantara. At number two, from the Philadelphia, Aaron Nola. At number three, from the St. Louis Cardinals, Miles Michaelis. At number four, from the Milwaukee Brewers, Corbin Burnes. And at number five, Merrill Kelly from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the last category is walks plus hits and innings pitched. Number one, Zach Gallen from the Arizona Diamondbacks. At number two, from the San Diego Padres, Yu Darvish. At number three, Julio Urias from the Los Angeles Dodgers. At number four, Aaron Nola from the Philadelphia Phillies. And at number five, Corbin Burnes from the Milwaukee Brewers. And that takes care of your league leaders in both the American League and the National League. What a great season it was. And again, congratulations to Luis Arias from the Minnesota Twins for winning the American League batting title. And congratulations to Aaron Judge for not only winning the American League home run title, but also breaking Roger Maris's 61-year American League single-season home run record with 62 home runs. And congratulations to Jeff McNeil from the New York Mets becoming the National League batting champion. And congratulations to Kyle Schwarber for becoming the National League home run champion. Let's move along now to the final standings in Major League Baseball. Let's start off in the American League, the American League East. The New York Yankees won the American League East with 99 wins and 63 losses. And then the next two teams in the division, the Toronto Blue Jays and the Tampa Bay Rays, both earned wild card spots. Toronto finished with a record of 92 and 70, and Tampa Bay finished with a record of 86-76. And then rounding out the rest of the division, the Baltimore Orioles with a record of 83-79, and the Boston Red Sox with a record of 78-84. Let's move along now to the American League Central. The champions, the division champions, I should say, are the Cleveland Guardians with a record of 92-70. And then the remainder of the division, we had the Chicago White Sox finish with a record of 81-81. The Minnesota Twins finish with a record of 78-84. The Detroit Tigers are next with a record of 66-96. And the Kansas City Royals have a record of 65-97. And the last division that we have is the American League West. The Houston Astros had the best record in the American League, and the second best record in Major League Baseball. The Astros won the American League West division, finishing with a record of 106 wins and 56 losses. And then after that, the next team is the Seattle Mariners. They clinched the wild card spot. They finished with a record of 90-72. And then the rest of the division has the Los Angeles Angels finishing with a record of 73-89. His Rangers next with a record of 68-94. And the Oakland Athletics with a record of 60-102. Let's move along now to the National League. And in the National League East, what a tough September and early October it was for the New York Mets. At the beginning of September, they were in first place in the National League East, and everything just went downhill from there. However, they were able to obtain a wild card spot, but the National League East belonged to the Atlanta Braves. The Braves would win the National League East division title with a record of 101 wins and 61 losses. And the other wild card teams in the National League East, as I mentioned earlier, are the New York Mets, also with a record of 101 and 61, and the Philadelphia Phillies with a record of 87-75. And then rounding out the rest of the division in the National League East, the Miami Marlins with a record of 69-93, and the Washington Nationals with a record of 55-107. Let's move along to the National League Central. Winning the National League Central division, the St. Louis Cardinals, they finished with a record of 93-69. And then the remainder of the teams in the division, Milwaukee finishes with a record of 86-76. The Chicago Cubs finished with a record of 74-88. And then both the Pittsburgh and the Cincinnati Reds finished with a record of 62-100. And finally, the National League West, the Los Angeles Dodgers, not only did they clinch the National League West division, but they also finished with the best record in Major League Baseball, and they clinched home field advantage throughout the playoffs, depending on no matter whether it be a division series, league championship series, or possibly going into the World Series, they will have home field advantage no matter what, depending on how long their playoff run is. So the Los Angeles Dodgers finished with a record of 111 wins and 51 losses. And then next behind them is the San Diego Padres, who earned a wild card spot. They finished with a record of 89-73. And then following the rest of the division are the San Francisco Giants with a record of 81-81. The Arizona Diamondbacks are next with a record of 74-88. And then the Colorado Rockies are last with a record of 68-94. So that takes care of your final league leaders and standings for the 2022 Major League Baseball regular season. When we come back from the break, we'll preview the 2022 Major League Baseball wild card and divisional playoff series matchups. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks. leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Okay, before we get on out of here, let's preview the 2022 Major League Baseball wildcard and divisional playoff series matchups. As I mentioned earlier, here are the playoff seeds. First in the American League, the Houston Astros are the number one seed. The New York Yankees are the number two seed. So with Houston being the number one seed and the New York Yankees being the number two seed, they will have first round byes. And they will play the winners out of their respective matchups in the second round of the playoffs, which is the American League Divisional Series. Now we have the number three seed, which are the Cleveland Guardians. The number four seed belongs to the Toronto Blue Jays. The number five seed belongs to the Seattle Mariners. And the number six seed belongs to the Tampa Bay Rays. So here we go. The American League wildcard playoff series matchups will have the fourth seed Toronto Blue Jays going up against the fifth seed Seattle Mariners. The winner out of the Toronto and Seattle series will play the number one seed Houston in the American League Division Series matchup. Let's move along now to the other American League wildcard series matchup. The number three seed Cleveland Guardians will play the number six seed Tampa Bay Rays. The winner out of the Cleveland and Tampa Bay series will play the number two seed New York Yankees in the other American League Division Series matchup. So again, the winner out of Toronto and Seattle will play Houston in the American League Division Series. And the winner out of Cleveland and Tampa Bay will play the New York Yankees in the American League Division Series. Toronto and Seattle, that's going to be a very exciting American League wildcard playoff series. Cleveland and Tampa Bay is going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one too. But I think Toronto and Seattle is going to go the distance, go all three games. Let's move over to the National League. The number one seed belongs to the Los Angeles Dodgers. The number two seed belongs to the Atlanta Braves. So with that being said, the Dodgers and the Braves both have a first round bye. So they will play in the National League Division Series playoff matchups. So now here are the rest of the wild cards. The number three seed belongs to the St. Louis Cardinals. The number four seed belongs to the New York Mets. The number five seed belongs to the San Diego Padres. And the number six seed belongs to the Philadelphia Phillies. Now here are the National League wild card playoff matchups. The fourth seed belongs to the New York Mets. Fifth seed, San Diego Padres. The winner out of the Mets and Padres wildcard series will play the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Division Series. And then we have the other wildcard matchup in the National League between the third seed St. Louis Cardinals and going up against the sixth seed Philadelphia Phillies. The winner out of the Cardinals and Phillies wildcard matchup will play the number two seed Atlanta Braves, the defending World Series champion Atlanta Braves, in the other National League Division Series matchup. So again, Mets and Padres, the winner out of that series will play the Dodgers in the NLDS. And the winner out of the Cardinals and Phillies series will play the Braves in the other NLDS series matchup. So man, the playoffs are heating up. I think a lot of people, like I stated earlier, in the American League wildcard matchups, Toronto and Seattle, I think, is going to be the better series. Cleveland and Tampa, it's going to be a decent series. The Guardians and the Rays are going to have their moments, but I don't know. Toronto and Seattle just seem so exciting with a lot of great names, with the likes of Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, George Springer, also Teoscar Hernandez. Toronto's pitching is really good. Seattle's got a future phenom with Julio Rodriguez. Of course, Robbie Ray has been pitching well this year, so sky's the limit for Seattle. And, of course, can't forget about, I mentioned about pitching rotation earlier for Toronto, Alec Manoah, Jordan Romano. So Toronto and Seattle, this is going to be a team full of young stars. I think this is going to go the whole three games in this wild card series. And then Cleveland and Tampa Bay, I think it's going to be a solid series. There's going to be some highlights in that, but I think the show stealer in the American League wildcard series will be Toronto and Seattle. As far as the National League wildcard matchups are concerned between first the Mets and the Padres, I think the Mets are going to be very inspired by being in New York. I think they're going to have that edge just with them having the home field advantage. I think the Mets will do fine in holding off the Padres. Cardinals and Phillies, this thing can go either way. But I think, again, St. Louis, you know, it's a baseball city. They love their cards, and it is not going to, it's not just going to be decked out. It's going to be read out for that game, for those next series of games between the Cardinals and the Phillies. The Phillies are going to bring it, but, man, the Cardinals have got so many stars with Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt who are going to be National League MVP candidates. So this is definitely going to be great baseball, an exciting time, not just in sports, but an exciting time in baseball. And, man, October, you got to love it. For this edition of Extra Base Hit, thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning into this edition of the program. Until next time, I'm Matt Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to Extra Base Hit.